2018 Planning Commission meeting to order at 6:30 PM. Pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. I'll review the agenda. Public comments for anything not on the agenda. Item 3, item 4, approval of minutes for July 18th, 2018, and August 15th, 2018. Item 5, action items, public hearing for A1801 and RZ-1801, Smith annexation and rezone. Item 6, planning activity report. Item 7, planning commission agenda forecaster. Item 8, commissioner comments and adjournment. Any public comments for items not on the agenda? Item 5, approval of the July 18th and August 15th, 2018 planning commission minutes. Need a motion?
I make a motion, we accept the minutes as written.
A second.
All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Next is a public hearing, A1802 and RZ-1801, Smith annexation and rezone. Testimony and arguments and evidence must be presented and directed toward the approval criteria or other criteria that the speaker believes to apply to the decision. Failure of anyone to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the planning commission and parties an opportunity to respond will preclude an appeal on that issue. Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer testimony in... Just a minute. Staff report.
You'll go ahead and open the hearing, Mr. Chair.
Public hearing is now open for A1801 and RZ-1801, Smith annexation and rezone application. Does any commissioner have an ex parte contact, including conversations about this application, or site visits, actual or potential conflict of interest, or bias to declare? If none? Staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As stated, we're here tonight to look at this proposed annexation and rezone of 1.32 acres of privately owned land. The applicants, Craig and Terry Smith, have initiated this application and rezone to allow future use of city services and to plan for future mini storage development on that site. The site is adjacent to the urban growth boundary and city limits, or it's within the urban growth boundary and adjacent to the city limits to the west, only separated by a right-of-way owned by Lane County. It's one legal tax lot. It's on the corner of, the southwest corner of Mill Iron Road and Dreyas Way. It's north of the state hospital facility. And we'll be looking at changing the zoning from its industrial county designation to light industrial M1 zoning under the Junction City's jurisdiction. The related policies to this request would be Junction City Municipal Code, Chapter 17145, as well as 17.165. The comprehensive plan chapters that would be relevant to this particular request are Chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 9. The statewide planning goals that would be relevant to this request would be Goals 1, 2, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. And I've outlined some potential motions here. So I'd like to go into the staff report a little bit, give you guys a little bit of heads up on what's going on. Some of this information that was included in this packet does seem a little bit daunting. Commissioner Hag gave me a call this afternoon to notify that he wouldn't be here today, but wanted to point out that within the applicant's materials, there was a consent to annexation that's not necessary. Also sort of inaccurate, stated the annexation was, the consent was given by the city of Eugene. That document is not necessarily relevant here, so we're going to go ahead and strike that out of the record. But I will go ahead and jump into the staff report. Please, you know, interrupt me anytime if you have any questions. So as I stated here, this is indeed adjacent to county facilities and the site is currently zoned and designated under the county's plan. We did receive notice from the Lane County Transportation Department stating that they have no objection to this particular request. In fact, they requested that as part of this annexation, that the right-of-ways of Mill Iron Road, as well as portions along the west side of the parcel be included in the annexation request. It looks like the applicant's representative had anticipated this request by the county and went ahead and included that as part of their original application. Public Works has no issue with the annexation of those two particular facilities. That does not mean that we're going to take ownership of those facilities, ownership or maintenance of those facilities, but they would indeed live within the urban growth boundary and the Junction City limits. Moving through here, I didn't really see any issues with this particular application. It's pretty straight ahead. Ms. Jackson with Metro Planning did a pretty good job of providing all the necessary information. I believe we noticed this properly. It went to the paper in the correct time. We posted in the correct facilities throughout town. Generally, we post here on the bulletin board, City Hall, the library, as well as the community center, and almost always we post online for those at home. You can just get on there and have a look. It looks like we've met all plan compliance with regard to the annexation and the rezone request. And at this time, staff is certainly recommending a recommendation for approval to the City Council based on the findings that I've proposed here in the final order. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you. We'll move to testimony. We wish to hear from anyone who is interested in this petition. Please remember to state your name and address for the record. Questions from the floor and the commission will be directed through me as Planning Commission Chairperson. Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer testimony in favor of this proposal? Are there any persons in the audience who wish to offer testimony? Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hi. So I'm Maureen Jackson. I'm from Metro Planning and I'm representing the clients. And I'm just here to give support to Jordan's staff report and to answer any questions if you have any.
Any questions?
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Okay, so Thank you. Is there any persons in the audience who wish to offer testimony against the proposal? Does commissioners have any questions on this? Is there any people in the audience who wish to offer neutral testimony on the proposal? We'll close the public hearing. The public hearing for A1801 and RZ18-01, the Smith Annexation and Rezone application, is now closed. Commissioners, any comments? Do we have a motion?
I make a motion to approve to the City Council of the proposed annexation and concurrent rezone file A1801 and RZ1801 based on the findings as stated in the final order.
And second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Just to be clear on that motion, that was a recommendation for approval to the Council. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We'll move to planning activity report.
Thank you all. Well, a little bit bigger of a list than we had last month. Things are starting to pick back up in planning a little bit on the land use application side. As you'll see here, not only have we had this annexation for the parcel at Mill Iron and Dreyas Way, we also have one directly on the west side of Highway 99, just south of the livestock auction, south of Mill Iron there. That one will be coming to you in next month's planning commission. That's a 1.84 acre parcel. Looks like the plan designation and corresponding zoning would be general commercial for that one, so some potential opportunities there. As part of this package tonight that came before you for the annexation of rezone was a code text amendment as well. That'll be coming to you next month, looking to allow mini storage type facilities in the light industrial zoning district. The city had discussed this years back, maybe back in 2015, with we had a storage facility at the north end of town, kind of there by Discount Windows, that sort of wasn't in compliance. And whether we wanted to change the zoning or change the use in that particular zone, the applicant or the property owner chose to change the zoning. But now we have now an application looking to place these types of facilities in light industrial. Sort of makes sense, so I'll go ahead and provide the findings on that and the staff recommendation at the next meeting. Additionally, we've received a development review application for a new Discount Windows facility. This will be on the west side of Juniper. In addition to what they have existing, they're looking to build a new facility. And on the east side of Juniper, where they have some of their storage for some of their windows and such in the yard there and down in that wetland area, they're proposing to construct some parking facilities in order to meet their standards for the facility on the west side. As part of that, being the fact that they're going to be developing two sites, the public improvements, including sidewalks, ADA ramps, and all that will certainly be required as part of that development review conditional approval. So I'm hoping to have that one wrapped up within the next 3 weeks or so. Still got a notice out, have yet to determine completion on that, make sure I have all the necessary information. But I will say that it's coming from Eric Hall Architects, and they generally do a pretty good job. So hoping to get that one wrapped up pretty swiftly. Additionally, we've also received a development review remodel application for the Grain Miller site, the Northern Gold Foods project that's occurring down there. We've been anticipating this application from their applicant or from their representative for quite some time, since they came through with the code text amendment process to seek a parking reduction. As part of their 100,000 square foot facility, that's over 300 parking spaces that they would need. They determined through their traffic memorandum that they don't believe they need that much. So they went through the process of asking the council and as well as planning commission to approve some language adjustments to our code that would further parcel out industrial uses and the various parking requirements associated with those uses, as well as ways to receive up to a 25% reduction of those required numbers of spaces. So they've submitted a development review remodel application to address that particular concern. This type of project or this type of application wouldn't necessarily go out for a referral process, so I'm hoping to have that wrapped up by the beginning of next week. Ultimately, that reduction as it's written into the code would require the Public Works Director approval. So that's gone out for his review, and I'm just waiting word back on that one. We've also received a couple of property line adjustment applications for some parcels out on the west end of 6th and Oakley. As you may have noticed, if you've been driving out there, there's currently some single-family homes going up. James Paddock Construction's currently working on those. Big homes, big lots. We approved some partition requests here, a few panhandles, as well as some three parcels along Oakley there that created a private drive with a little T at the end. They're looking to adjust those lines a little bit just to make sure that the distances between each home is equitable for both sides. They don't want it, so you know, too close to one home and not enough. But either way, the separations between the two are far beyond what our current setback standards are. So, like I said, they're pretty large lots. They're something like a third of an acre each. So.
How many more homes are going in?
There'll be a total of 6. Okay. Yeah. So they're jumping.
Well, that wall sure looks nice.
It's looking nice. That's Paddock Masonry is known for their block work. So I will say it's gonna be a nice site once they're completed. Moving on, there's no real council update at this time other than the RLF's really sort of trying to get finalized here and trying to move forward on that project. Like I stated earlier, we've got a few action items that will be coming back next month. Still waiting to see if that EEC holding subdivision is going to occur. They're on the corner of, 10th and Oakley, sort of the northeast corner, or northwest corner rather. Still waiting to see what's going on with that one. We will see, hopefully, the subdivision for the reserve phase 2. I will say that we received their archaeology permit, so that's a step in the right direction. They're looking to at least move forward with their infrastructure improvements, but it doesn't look like they'll be occurring anytime this year. It looks like they're going to start their roadway and infrastructure improvements sometime in the spring. I think the focus this year is going to be on Oakley, and so they've got a couple issues that they're still trying to hammer out with the county, and then they're going to get busy working on that right-of-way improvement there. So looks like they'll be improving all the way from 11th up to 18th. So
anything going on with phase 3? I see stakes in the ground though.
I'm not familiar with what's moving on phase three, but I know that those Oakley improvements, you know, that phase three is contingent upon those Oakley improvements, so they're really trying to get that wrapped up. But in terms of the land development, I haven't seen any applications come in yet, so I'm sure I'll keep you posted on that one. Like I said, there's two applications for sure that'll be coming next month. One being that annexation rezone for Mr. Callis down on the south end of 99, just below the livestock auction, as well as the code text amendment to allow mini storage facilities as a permitted use in the M1. Things to note here regarding the Planning Commission, next month is the expiration dates for Commissioner Hukel, Commissioner Scalf, as well as Commissioner Dunn. Their terms are up. We have received a resignation letter from Commissioner Dunn, and she has withdrawn her application. Not to say that we do not recognize her work for the city over the past couple of decades, and certainly we want to make that note. We have received two applications to fill those expiring terms, both from the commissioners who are indeed expiring, as well as I believe Commissioner Beamer is going to be looking to submit for that third position as well, based on those residency requirements. So those are the only applications we've received. Whether the mayor chooses to reappoint, that's totally up to him, but we're certainly going to bring those forward next month for your review to make a recommendation out to the mayor. And then finally, the building activities report, I would defer that to our in-house building official. Frankly, we've been going nuts. I look at Stuart's desk and it's piled high and he's constantly out on inspection, so it seems like we're just cranking right away. And it's fairly obvious without even having to come to the office. You go to the north end of the Y and you see what's going on. You go down to the south end of town, you see what's going on. It's pretty amazing to see even the Weichert subdivision there on 10th. You know, we approved that subdivision less than a year ago, and it's darn near complete within a year. That's pretty impressive for 30 homes. So I will say we've been going pretty strong this year. So I don't know if Stuart wants to speak to that or not, but I'm pretty excited about it.
I wasn't prepared to say anything other than it is busy. Of course, we do have, we're overseeing the program in Coburg as well. So between both Coburg and Junction City, it is just knuckle down and get after it in order to get it accomplished. But it is growing, and everything coming up is exciting to see the progress and the projects that we're gonna see coming in here before very long. So.
Thank you.
It's busy.
Did that include the agenda forecaster too? Are your comments?
Generally, no, but I'd be happy to touch on the agenda forecaster as the next item here. Like I said, I included all those pending items that should be coming before you next month, as well as the future items. We're still not sure when that EEC holdings is going to come forward, as well as the reserve phase two. I imagine that reserve phase two will be coming sooner than expected due to the fact that they received that archaeology permit for the extension of 15th. That really was the holdup. My suspicion is that they'll be coming in with a modification request, because I don't believe that they'll be able to construct the homes as originally or preliminarily approved. So that would require a bit of a modification to their request. But again, it's nothing that this body certainly can't handle. So I thought I hadn't listed it on here, but I did indeed list the Planning Commission application review. So that's the one we'll be looking at for filling those seats next month with a recommendation on to the City Council. But other than that, we're just chugging along. It's pretty good.
Commissioner comments?
Just really recognizing Commissioner Dunn.
Yes.
And thank you for
they're going to work on that.
What was it, 29 years?
No, I think actually 19.
So hopefully we'll have something to.
Right.
I just want to say that it'd be nice to have something to recognize her.
If he hasn't already, he was planning.
I will check in with the mayor tomorrow just to see, because Ms. Andrews was saying that she believes that there's a possibility that he may be planning something, but if not, I will make sure to list something on the agenda for next month so I can formally recognize Ms. Dunn.
We did something at the council, but it wasn't a to do. It was just a plaque and a ceremony.
But if the commission wants to...
A party would be good.
Hold an agenda item or a party, yeah?
We would like to recognize her with the approval of the city manager, hopefully.
Sure.
And city council.
Even though it was only 19.
Yes.
If there's no more comments, would you vote for a...
I'm going to adjourn.
Give me a second to... All in favor, aye.
Thank you all.